first parak of Chulin 6 Mishnah. Kosher bepara, posel be'eglo. Certain karbonis that have to be a para, like a para adume, egel, like an egel aruf, has to be an egel. They're both brought outside of the base of Mikdash, but the that which is kosher for the para, which is it has to be done through shechita, is possible for the egla because it has to have a reefer from the back of the neck. Kosher be egla, possible for para. That which is kosher breaking the back of the neck for egla rufa is possible for a para, which has to be shechted. Kosher be kohanim, possible leviim. Kosher be leviim, possible kohanim. There are certain things that are kosher be kohanim which are possible for leviim. For example, the Levium have an age limit over 50 years old. They don't do the avoid of opening up the doors and the like, whereas Kohanim there's no age limit for their avoid as long as they're healthy. Mashenken by Balmum, a Kohen is possible if he's a Balmum to do avoid, whereas a Levi can do his avoid even though he's a Balmum. Yeah, the Maise the Rab says that the age of 50 was only talking about for in the Midbar, in the times that they would move around the Mishkan, that they would puzzle for the Levim would be puzzle when they're 50 years old to carry the Mishkan. But as far as once the Beis Hamikdash was around, then the age does not puzzle them. Yeah. Yeah, that's like the Rambam. The Rambam holds that you can always, even what I said before about not opening the doors and watching the doors of the Beis Hamikdash, you can't do even if he's older. Tomei b'kli cheres, tomei b'chol kelim, tomei b'chol kelim, tomei b'kli cheres. There's different types of kelim that are kabel tuma. Kli cheres has something special about it, that if you hang tuma in its cavity of the kli cheres, the pottery, even if it didn't touch it, the whole thing becomes tummy. The other kelim, it doesn't come tummy until you touch it, actually. Yeah. The other way around, kli cheres, if tumah touches it from the outside, it's not metamet, whereas other kelim do become tummy. Tummy kli eitz, tummy kli matris, tummy kli matris, tummy kli eitz. There's wooden kelim, there's metal kelim. Wooden kelim, even though you didn't finish them off, as long as you made it like a cup out of it, but you didn't file it off, smooth it off completely, it's already mekabel tumah. Whereas metal kelim, until you shine it off, smooth it out, it's not mekabel tumah. On the other hand, kli eitz is mekabel tumah only if it has a receptacle, but like a knife, a fork out of a table out of eitz, it's not mekabel tumah. Whereas by metal, even a pshuti kli mateches, a knife which has no receptacle, is mekabel tumah. A fork of metal is mekabel tumah. Achayv ishkeid mamarim potam masukim, achayv masukim potam mamarim. This Mishnah holds ishkeidim, the way they grow is when they're very young, their peel is soft, looks like an unripe apricot, and the seed is not developed. Eventually the seed develops and then the outside dries out and becomes the peel and falls off. That's the outer peel. So by a good shekeid, people don't eat it when it's young. They wait for the almond to develop and they eat that. So that's chayv in maizes because that's considered food. Whereas the bitter ones, they don't wait till it gets big because it'll be bitter. But when it's still young and the pit is not developed, then the outside part of it is soft and still edible. So the kids say by the bitter ones, the peel is the fruit, whereas the sweet ones, the pit is the fruit. The almond itself is the fruit. Yeah.